Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Steve Kerr is right on time, as always, brought to us by Xfinity. Stay connected, protected, and entertained. Steve, thank you very much for joining us. And I'll tell you, whatever heat you might feel put on you guys lately, send a muffin basket over to the Giants. We got pissed off fans over this Carlos Correa thing. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I just met my granddaughter for the first time today. I just became a grandpa 3 days ago. So, forgive me, but I don't really care that much about the Giants or Correa.
Nor should you, or even your record or your road or that road trip. Tell us about her. A little nugget. What's her name?
Her name is Eleanor, little Ellie.
It's my grandmother's name. My grandmother on my father's side, Eleanor. I love that name.
Fantastic. Yeah, my son Nick and his wife Kendall, they just while we were on the road, she gave birth, and I've been looking at photos the last 3 or 4 days, and I couldn't wait to get home, and so met her today for the first time. Just amazing.
That's wonderful. Did you bury your nose right in her head there? Nothing smells better than a baby's head.
There's nothing like a newborn, just the scent of a newborn and the warmth, and it's just beautiful.
So this is the best three-day break you guys have ever had.
Yes, no doubt, and a welcome gift coming off of a long, difficult trip.
Absolutely. God, I even feel bad about asking you about what the hell went wrong on that road trip now, because I just want to talk about how exciting this moment is for you and your family. Grandpa Kerr? Is this your first foray into the official title of Grandpa Kerr?
First grandchild. So,
wow.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
By the way, you're a young looking. The NBA might have aged you, but not like a grandfather level age. Like, you're still a good looking young man, Steve. I can't believe you got grandpa status on you now.
Yeah, well, we keep playing like we have been lately. It could change quickly.
You get the Rumpelstiltskin beard. let's just start here. What happened in Brooklyn? What was that?
Yeah, that was tough. The last two nights were really, really tough. And we're just, we're in a kind of in the depths right now, you got injuries, you got, sickness, you just, tough schedule. It's all coming at the same time. And this is, generally something that every team goes through, or most of the teams in the league. You just, you sort of hit that, the low point, and you got to dig your way out, and we'll do that. I think, you guys remember last year in March, we lost 9 out of 11 games, and a few months later, we were celebrating the championship. So we know how to dig our way out. We know that, navigating an 82-game schedule is it's a process. It really is a long haul, and you just have to keep working and keep plugging away, and we'll turn it around.
Early in the year, by your own admission and everybody's eyes, you played pretty poor defense. And then it seemed to get better. And now on this road trip, that clearly has fallen back. Is that simply a function of not having all your players, or are you getting back into some bad habits?
Well, the last two nights, I thought there were some bad habits. I think overall, in general, over the past month or so, we've been much better defensively than we were early in the year. But last night, the turnovers early, just, they were teeing up 3-point shots early in that game. And, the NBA is all about the three,
these days. And you let a team line up 4 or 5 3-point shots, different guys, just lining them up unguarded because they're playing off turnovers. It can turn into a long night quickly, and that's what happened. And you know, once a guy gets hot, or in this case, once multiple guys get hot, it's you know, you're in some trouble because you know, Brooklyn played really well anyway last night. The ball was moving, and they played with great energy and pace, and everything was clicking. But like I said, I thought we helped them out, especially early in the game with our turnovers.
Let's talk, I guess, about the one bright spot last night, which was James Wiseman putting up a career high 30 points. And even though, you know, Brooklyn wasn't even really playing much defense, and they don't play a lot of defense at the rim, even when they are playing defense. And there's also the caveat of, you know, the whole point is Wiseman's got to fit in with the Warriors, and you're not quite the Warriors in games where Steph Curry is not playing. How do you and Bob go about evaluating that evening, or attaching any, you know, real house credit to what you just saw from James Wiseman?
Well, I think the big thing is, you know, we're just looking at James's development, and we've felt like, you know, watching him in Santa Cruz, seeing him grow, seeing his defensive progress, we feel like he's made strides. And so it's great for him to get some significant minutes and, you know, be able to let loose and gain some confidence with a 30-point night. I mean, we know he's perfectly capable of scoring. He scores when he gets the ball in the paint. He's obviously, you know, he's got great touch around the basket, you know, those little 5-foot hooks, those little putbacks, and then he's so athletic and long that anything close to the rim, he's dunking. So we know he's got that capability, but just because of the way the year has gone for him, not getting much playing time, I thought it was a great night for him to really feel good about his progress, and this is just another step in the journey for James.
Has he bought himself more steps along that journey with the Golden State Warriors on this upcoming, let's call it the 8-game homestand here, or might he be back in Santa Cruz?
I think we're really approaching this kind of day to day with James because you know, we'll see what happens roster wise. You know, Jermichael being sick, I mean, that puts him out of the rotation, obviously puts James in. But you just take it game by game, because if, you know, if Jermichael's back and James were to be out of the rotation, then, you know, why not have him play 35 minutes in a game in Santa Cruz the next night? So I think that's how we're looking at it. There's no, you know, set schedule or plan. We're just taking it day by day.
Did you see from him last night on the defensive end and the other nuanced areas of the game that you've wanted him to work on? Did you see enough evidence there that he's getting it?
I think we saw evidence periodically during the trip. I thought his defensive minutes against Philadelphia were really good. I know he only played, you know, 7-8 minutes, but he did a great job of kind of playing cat and mouse against pick and roll, which is what you want your big to do. It's what Draymond does so well, you know, and meaning, you know, you have to guard the ball handler coming downhill at you and the roll man who's coming towards the rim, and you got to keep the ball handler guessing. And he did a really good job of that, you know, being in the right position and making sure he was calling out the right coverages. So there have been strides for sure, and then you know, I didn't think any of our guys were clicking defensively last night as a group. You know, we didn't find any combinations that gained much traction in the game. So when you give up 143 or whatever it was, you're never going to sit here and rave about the defense.
Steve Kerr with us on 95.7 The Game. Jonathan Kuminga plays himself, you know, up the stock market, and then it seems like he'll do something and he's back to 5 to 8 minutes. At what point would just riding through the pain of development outweigh the amount of you just want to see more before you grant those minutes. And I guarantee you it is your right to be stingy with minutes. But as convoluted as the whole team has come together right now, can you afford to be that stingy with someone who does have so much raw talent, the investment that you've made in him, and you just need to keep on developing?
Well, the only I think 5 to 8 minute game he had was Toronto when he got hurt and banged his knee and didn't play in the second half.
Okay.
And,
that was an ouch more than it was a discipline.
He was out injury wise, and if you look at the last month, I mean, I think he's probably averaging about 20 minutes a game. So, but you know, like all young players, there's going to be highs and lows, and I think JK has had a really good month. He's taken on this defensive role for us, where he's guarding the best guys. He's taking advantage of the opportunities and gaining valuable experience having to guard. You know, whether it's Kevin Durant last night or Siakam at times, Van Vliet in Toronto. You know, he's guarding great players, James Harden in Philly. So this is great experience for him. But the progress isn't linear. We know that. There's going to be good nights, and then there's going to be tough nights, and that's all part of it.
What do you like most about Moses Moody? What still concerns you the most?
Well, he understands the game well, and he's a good shooter, and he's got good size and length. So he's progressing, and he's had some really good moments. He was good last night, and it's really the same story with all these guys. It's development, it's experience, it's racking up the reps, because that's what it takes to learn how to win in this league and to be part of a winning group. But it just doesn't happen overnight. And it takes a lot of experience. And so the more experience these three guys gain, the better they're going to be, the better we're going to be.
How quick was the transition last night from, man, this game sucked, to, hey, I'm a grandpa, I don't have to care?
Yeah, I did look at my phone as soon as I got to the locker room and looked at photos. So that made me feel better. It's tough. I mean, this is what we do for a living. You know, we've been so lucky to coach. You know, our staff has been part of this great run, coaching incredible players and winning championships. But when you lose, especially when you lose badly, it hurts, it stings. We're all competitors. That's why we do this, and we love it, but the lows are low, so you gotta get through that.
The saving grace of all of this slow start, frustration, injury, defensive lack thereof, that has sort of defined you, is that the West is not running away from the Golden State Warriors, and that's a good thing. Bob Myers was just on our midday show yesterday, and basically said that you're sort of in the precarious, unfamiliar position with trying to figure out who you still are, you know, a good third of the way in here. For a team that has been defined by identities of, you know, greatest shooters of all time, a defense forward franchise, and culture personified, how odd is it to be in this unfocused moment in your franchise's history?
Yeah, it is a little odd, but it's it's part of it. I mean, we've had a really interesting few years. You know, we had all the injuries 3 years ago, worst record in the league. The next year, it was like we were trying to find ourselves again, and we lose in the play-in game. Then we win the championship, and now here we are, trying to defend, but not having gained the traction that we need yet at this point in the season, and also trying to raise 5 guys who are really young players who are trying to find their way in this league. It's a process, and it's one that's really exciting and fun, but not without its challenges. So that's what we're trying to tackle organizationally. And I feel like the organization is so strong, the leadership of Bob and Joe, and obviously the internal leadership with Steph and the players on our team. I mean, we have a great thing going, and this is just a really challenging time, but it's all part of it.
Have you, to the extent that you've paid attention, given you know that your plate is already plenty full with your own team, have you started to piece together in your mind the teams in the West that you think are going to be really good wall-to-wall, or is it still too much of a crapshoot?
No, I mean, I think you can tell, you know, the teams that have been good the last couple of years that are on the rise, you know, Denver and Memphis stand out automatically. I mean, Jokic is just ridiculous. The guy's so good.
The line the other night.
Yeah, and they've done a great job of building their roster around him. I thought they got better, you know, this summer. Memphis is just growing with a young core that's really impressive. You know those teams are going to be tough. I mean, we experienced that against both teams last year in the playoffs, how difficult it was to beat both of them. So, you know, and that's just scratching the surface. There's depth across the West, but that's a good thing for us because, as you said, everybody's kind of beating each other, and when we're even though we're where we are in the standings, we're not too far behind where we need to be. So there's plenty of time for us to get going.
This 8-game homestand that's coming up, if I sold you 4-4 right now, would you buy it?
I'm not answering that question. That sounds like a headline to later today or tomorrow. So
Grandpa Kerr says we're going to lose. All right. Then I knew that was a little bit loaded. So let me re-ask. What is your overall... What do you want accomplished in this 8-game homestand that is beyond the topic of did you win, did you lose?
Yeah, I mean, can we get healthier? You know, can we get Dante, Jermichael, and Wiggs back? And I would, you know, Wiggs is close, and hopefully, given that Dante and Jermichael are dealing with illnesses, they won't last too long. But you know, let's get those guys back, fortify our group. And then let's try to find some consistency. You know, I think the biggest thing the last couple of weeks, we've just been inconsistent. We've had some tough losses. We've had some really good wins. Can we be more consistent? And that, to me, that means better offensive possessions, less chaos. You saw the chaos last night with some of the turnovers. That just directly impacts your defense. And so, you know, I talk about connecting the game all the time. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, on this homestand, can we settle down offensively and limit the turnovers, and then allow our defense to get set up and connect the game? And that, if we do that, then we're going to win our fair share and be ready for when Steph comes back.
When you start winning your fair share, is that when you bring your grandchild to the podium with you?
I hadn't given that one any thought, but yeah, that's a possibility. We'll see.
I mean, it could be a litmus test. I mean, people can go, oh, you brought out the grandkid. He must be in a good
place. That's right. In a good place.
When I was a kid, the Golden State Warriors did not play very much on Christmas Day. What is this, a decade of Christmas Days for you now? 10 years in a row playing on Christmas Day. Have you developed any pre-Christmas Day game traditions? Is there like a white elephant gift exchange where no one can spend more than $15, or does the NBA only give minks and Gucci's?
You know, I think sometimes the guys within the team will do something, just the players, but you know, for the most part, I just really enjoy Christmas games as long as they're at home. You know, if you're on the road, It's tough. It's brutal being on, and we've been on the road the last 2 years. So this is a welcome relief to be home this year on Christmas Day. And the you know, the games are fun. I mean, you still have your Christmas morning with the family, and you know, in the afternoon you head down to the arena, and everybody's excited. And so I really enjoy Christmas games.
So gift basket for Taylor Jenkins the day before.
Probably, you know, given that he is, poor guy, is going to be in a hotel room somewhere. But that's the breaks. But that's what happens. You know, it's a sign of respect when they schedule you for Christmas. And I played a lot of Christmas games, you know, as a player. And it's a big day for the NBA. You know, and this year we're going up against the NFL, which will not be easy. So it'll be interesting to see how the ratings all play out.
And finally, why didn't you sign Carlos Correa?
Yeah, that was my fault. You know what's funny is we, Bob Myers and I were walking into our hotel in New York just a few days ago, and we were getting on the elevator, and Aaron Judge walked out of the elevator, and we made eye contact and said hello, and Bob said, "What happened? We almost signed you. What happened?" And Judge just smiled and shook his head and walked off. But everybody tells me what a phenomenal guy he is. It was cool meeting him, albeit very briefly.
Did Judge meet with Curry? Did maybe Curry ruin this?
Yeah, let's blame Steph.
Maybe it is Steph. Steve, congratulations to you, your entire family. Give baby Eleanor our very, very best. Maybe Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, that'll
Grandpa.
Mean a lot to her.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for joining us. As always, we hope it is a wonderful Christmas day and a win on Christmas Day for the Warriors.
I hope so. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.